This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Going to get to a bunch of emails and stuff this hour. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Couple things first. Here's Lindsey Graham. I will be working with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to pass a resolution urging the admission of Ukraine into NATO.
Okay. Listen, this guy's insane. And this kind of thinking is insane. You don't have to be a Russia fan, and I most definitely am not, to acknowledge that Russia has every right to not want Ukraine, which shares a border with Russia, to be part of an explicitly anti-Russian alliance. That's what NATO is. In fact, all this NATO flirtation is part of the reason those idiot Russians invaded in the first place. These people are going to start World War III, and this comes on the heels of Joe Biden sending cluster bombs over there. That's not good. Did you hear this Mark Rothschild on CNN? You know that movie Sound of Freedom's been out about the horrific trafficking of children? Here's what he had to say.
You have a lot of people who are in this world of QAnon who say, oh, they don't know what that is. They've never heard of it. They're just asking questions. With somebody like Jim Caviezel, he is openly embracing it. He's openly using its catchphrases and its concepts. He's speaking at QAnon conventions. And this film is being marketed to either specific QAnon believers or to people who believe all of the same tenets as QAnon but claim they don't know what it is.
And The Sound of Freedom does focus on a real issue of sex trafficking. But that theme, it's sort of like that kernel of truth that feeds the QAnon conspiracy theory.
These people are really unhappy that there's a movie out there exposing what's happening to the children in this world. Oh, they weren't done yet.
These films are created out of moral panics. They're created out of bogus statistics. They're created out of fear. And with something like Sound of Freedom, it specifically is looking at QAnon concepts of these child trafficking rings that are run by the high-level elites, and only people like Tim Ballard and only people like Jim Caviezel, and by extension, only people like the ticket buyer can help bring these trafficking rings down. So there's a very participatory element. You're not just going to see a movie, you're just killing 2 hours on a hot day. You are helping bring down these pedophile rings and save children. Now, it's not true, but it's a very comforting and it's very warm feeling to have.
Weird how much outrage a movie about the trafficking of children has caused, isn't it? You never hear these people talk about being outraged at movies. Shoot, there's no movie you can put out that would make these people angry. But man alive, you expose that there are elites in America and around the globe preying on children, as they always have done. When you expose that, all of a sudden, these people are upset. Huh. Very interesting. Speaking of all this icky stuff, that Dr. Larry Nassar, he was the doctor that the women's gymnastics is a... remember, I told you my wife was a very, very accomplished gymnast. She was on the Canadian national team. She was went to University of Arizona on a full ride and then made nationals multiple times. So just, this woman knows about gymnastics. If you are a parent of a daughter in gymnastics, I want you to hear me now, okay? I'm not telling you what to do, what not to do. I am, however, telling you this. Because of what my wife did, I have been around a lot of gymnasts. I've been at many events, many parties, many dinners, a million conversations with a bunch of gymnasts. It's more the rule than the exception that these girls have a coach at some point in their lives who in one way or another acts extremely inappropriately. Now that varies on scale, right? So you can use your imagination as to what the worst of that is. That'd be the Larry Nassars of the world, or what, you know, a kiss on the cheek or something like that. But also, that's inappropriate too. I'm only saying this. You know what? Forget about parents of gymnasts. Parents with daughters. Daughters who get into sports. Especially sports where they are not dressed that much. Sports like gymnastics. Friggin' volleyball. They got her in the tightest shorts possible, bent over all day long. Swimming, where they're in swimsuits. Be aware that these are sports where predators do lurk, and make sure you have extremely open communication with your daughter. It takes a lot to floor me. I have, over the years, been floored at how common it was with these gymnasts. That it was just something, I won't say all of them, because it wasn't, but definitely most of them, they just, oh yeah, oh, that was this coach. Oh yeah, this coach did. It was just kind of something that happened. You get a guy who purposely puts him in charge of a bunch of 16-year-old girls wearing basically bathing suits. That's a recipe for something bad happening. I'm not saying yank your daughter out of swimming. I'm not saying that at all. It's great for women. Sports are great for women and men. They're just great. Keep us all healthy. I'm just saying keep lines of communication open with your kids. Your sons, too. I was talking about the women, but sons, too. All right? Anyway, Larry Nassar got stabbed a bunch in prison, apparently in the neck, the back, and the chest. So that was the good news. The bad news is, apparently, as of right now, he's in stable condition. So that didn't work out. But, hey, someone tried. Someone tried. Hello, handsome tall one. I like this lady already. I don't want to bring up your hair issue, but as I'm sitting here cooking dinner and listening to your show, there's a commercial on for hair loss treatment. I've never heard this ad until now during your show. What the heck? And she says, P.S. I don't control the commercials. And her name is Angela. Well, one, I don't. Anything that doesn't have my voice, totally out of my power. You see, here's how advertising works in radio. Well, how it works for this show. We've been blessed enough just can't believe the success level of it, that we get to pick who we allow to advertise on the show. And so that's why we investigate all these companies. It has to be something I'm passionate about. It has to be a company that shares our values. So if you ever hear my voice, if it's my voice, that is a company that I have chosen, that we have chosen as a staff that is good. We want it. We promote it. Is good. But then there are other commercials that run during the show that I don't have any control over and I don't own. Remember, I don't own these airwaves. iHeart, Premiere, they own the airwaves. They're kind enough to let me use them for a few hours a day. So there's all kinds of ads for all kinds of things on there that I never know about. Because when I listen to the show, and I do because it's my favorite show on the radio. What, Chris? When I listen to the show, I fast forward to the parts that are me, really. I try to focus on me. Jesse, I've found an interesting way to spread the anti-communist manifesto. All around town, there are small little free libraries around. I've bought a few copies and slipped them into the libraries for people to hopefully pick up and read. That's a great idea. We have one in our town as well, and we're putting one in this weekend. I have a couple extra books. I'm putting one in. But listen, if you want to spread the anti-communist manifesto around, totally support putting it in free libraries. I support getting it in your public library. Go submit it to get it in your public library. I really want you to get this book for your pastor and your state rep and your state senator. Not your federal one, not your congressman and senator. Your state rep and state senator. They really, really need to read it and understand it. And I'm not telling you to buy an extra one. Money doesn't grow on trees. Give them yours. Look, if you can, if you want to buy an extra one, go ahead. They're at jessekellybook.com. They still have signed ones available if you want them. jessekellybook.com. Give it to your pastor and he will read it. He needs to read it. Pastors, probably more than anyone else, need to understand what's happening and don't understand what's happening. I'm amazed at the naivete of the pastors in this country. I'm amazed at it. For whatever reason, so many of these guys they're not even boned up on the news, on the issues. There are critical things happening and critical things coming for the flock that these guys don't have any idea about. I've already put, because you're wondering, I put my money where my mouth is. I put one in the hands of my pastor. In the hands, walked in church lobby, there, read it, said he would. Give it to your pastor, right? And your state rep and state senator, because our future, the best future we can hope for, and it's a great one, is a coalition of red states banding together against an evil federal government. We will need state legislators, we will need anti-communist ones in order to make that fight. And right now, the red states are full of rhino pukes. Texas might be the worst example in the country. Our state ledge is disgusting here. We gotta change that. All right? All right. Jack Smith and the witch hunt, Indians and emails, and protecting babies, saving lives. We're doing more than
changing people's lives.
Saving people's lives on this show, too, with Preborn. You're the one who's doing it. What does Preborn do? They find the highest abortion areas in the country. And they go into the lion's den and they set up a pro-life clinic. What's this clinic? A scared young lady can come in and get a free ultrasound. And the young ladies that walk into these clinics are ladies that are actively seeking out an abortion. They're ready to go abort their child. And that's when Preborn steps in and says, hey, how about a free ultrasound? And then 2 years of care, whatever she needs, formula, diapers, shelter, Preborn is there. That's what you're doing. $28 buys that ultrasound. Go buy one tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I sound like that guy a lot. Don't you think so? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, Chris. Nailed it. Yeah, I do. You didn't think that sounded like him? Michael, do you think that sounded like him? You didn't think so either? You guys are stupid. Jack Smith spent $5.5 million already on his Trump investigation. In 4 months, This hatchet man, quote, special counsel from D.C. has spent over $5 million. I'm not going to take a lot of time on this. Just remember that talk we had about the system? The system is trying to destroy Donald Trump, and they're committed all the way. I keep warning people what's coming. And so many people are so focused on the 2024 primary or even the general election, and they feel like Donald Trump's legal issues are somehow campaign related, or that we can just, you know, have enough rallies and we have to support Trump. Donald Trump is in trouble. Donald Trump needs your prayers, and he needs outstanding legal representation, which I hope he has now. He was having trouble getting friggin' lawyers to agree to work for him, which is crazy. So he needs your prayers. He needs a great lawyer. He needs to stop talking about any of his cases on television. And that's the only thing that can maybe save him right now. He needs your prayer. He really does. Look, even if you're a Trump hater, maybe you're scoffing right now. Ah, screw him. I hate Trump. Understand that what's happening, what's about to happen to Trump, if I'm right, is really, really bad for the country. Set aside your hatred for a moment and realize it's really bad for the country. And there's a chance it's taking us to a place we can't come back from. You start locking up your political opponents in an election year. You go down that road. You start down that road. I don't know that that car goes in reverse. So keep them in your prayers. All right? All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Oh, humble yet world famous Oracle. Situation report. I made the world famous Jesse Kelly burger for my 82-year-old parents this weekend on July 4th. My father is a communist / Democrat. Before they ate their first bite, I announced that he was about to eat an anti-communist burger, and he needed to respect that. I have in the past informed him that he voted for where we are as a country right now, and informed him that he's a communist. He relished every bite of that burger, and I relish that maybe I am starting to put chinks in his armor. Keep being awesome. I say this as if you have a choice. And he signs it, a gay but sane listener and implementer of your teachings. And his name is Terry. How about that? One Jesse Kelly burger at a time. Look, that's a good thing to do. What Terry did is a good thing to do. It is important to inform especially the older Democrats in your life about what they're supporting and what they've caused. Don't allow your dad, your liberal Aunt Peggy, your brother, your sister who vote Democrat every time, don't ever allow them to lament the results of Democrat policies without you bringing up to them, you voted for this. This is what you support. You voted for it. For too long, people have walked away from the responsibility of these decisions. It's time they own it. Dear Glamping King, that's not nice. I'm sure a manly chalk user like yourself would not easily agree to pseudo-camping. What line did your dime feed you to convince you? As a fellow dime, I'm always looking for new angles to use and coercing my husband to do things his masculine pride instinctively rejects. She says, sent from my Pure Talk phone, let the bar eat. And her name is Jennifer. One, here's what she did. She sold me on the floating of the river. I love floating rivers. Chris, have you ever floated a river? You have? Don't tell lies now, Chris. What do you mean there's nothing to do? You're floating the river. What do you mean there's nothing to do? Yes, you sit there in the water and float down the river. What are you talking about? Yes, that's... You'd rather be in a kayak? Okay, nerd. No. She sold me on floating down the river. It's fun to float down the river. And plus, we had a separate raft with a cooler, and we had some of the Smuckers, the Uncrustables, the peanut butter and jelly Uncrustables, and we had waters in there, and then we had a couple beers in there for the end of the trip, so you have a separate cooler raft. And one guy, I didn't see this, I only heard about this, one guy, get this, he had a raft set up or a tube set up that he'd put a plywood platform on and a little mini charcoal grill, and he fired up the charcoal grill and floated down the river grilling up dogs and handing out hot dogs, handing out wieners to people. That's friggin' awesome. That's fun. Everyone gets along on the river. You're in nature, Chris. I don't understand you at all. What do you mean you're not doing anything? You're floating. That's doing something. What? What do you mean, why not be on the riverbank? It's hot. When you're hot, you can dip into the water. Plus, there was a rope swing there, which all the young bucks were doing. And 41-year-old Jesse got up there and dominated, showed everybody how it's done, and didn't hurt myself like the wife was worried about. Probably because I've been taking my male vitality stack from Chalk, so my T levels were up there above everyone else's. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements. That's a male vitality stack from Chalk, baby. You want a rope swing like me? You want to feel good in all seriousness, focus, energy, but without big pharma crap? Chalk, man. Natural herbal supplements. It doesn't have to be the male vitality stack from Chalk. They have a female vitality stack too for the ladies, but it doesn't have to be either of those things. I want you to go look at the natural herbal supplements, the highest quality there is, from the most anti-communist company I've ever spoken to. These guys, to say they are our people is putting it mildly. You know, they're listening to the sound of my voice right now in the warehouse. This show gets played on the loudspeaker. Shout out to the boys and girls at Chalk, by the way. Love you guys. 35% off subscriptions for the lifetime of the subscription. If it doesn't work, cancel it. I want you to. They would want you to. It does, though. 90 days. Go take it for 90 days. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount, that 35% off. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and in case you're doubting if America's brain drain is real, Chris and Michael just tried to convince me that I couldn't microwave styrofoam. I had a cup of coffee that I'd let get cold, and they tried to tell me I couldn't microwave it. I've been microwaving styrofoam since before you two were alive. Of course you can microwave styrofoam. That may be poisoning you, but you can still do it. That's one. Two, Chris asked, was there a company or something like that? Well, that was the whole point of the glamping trip, was that it was a company involved. This is how cool the setup was. We had to put it in the river. You put it in the river. You start a floating. And then when you, there's one spot where you get off. It's like three and a half hours down the river. And they have a bunch of shuttle vans there waiting for you, pick you up and take you back. So you float the river all day. What do you mean you don't do anything? You're doing stuff. You're floating on the river, and that's stuff. It's important. Indian tribe wants to take back land occupied by Ben and Jerry's Vermont headquarters just days after the company called for the USA to give back stolen land. Here's the reason I brought this up. So Ben and Jerry's is one of the most despicable communist companies in this country. They have been for a long time. You should never give them your money. Put your money where your morals are. Buy ice cream from someone else. Okay, these are bad, bad people. It's a bad company, a really communist, evil place. And of course, they used July 4th to call for America being on stolen land and they should return it to the indigenous people and things like that. Now this Indian tribe is saying, hey, the Ben and Jerry's headquarters is on our land. Give it back. The only reason I brought this up, it's not because I care that much about the story itself. I don't. I brought this up because, hear me out. I'm thinking about getting involved. Hear me out, Chris. What if we started campaigning hard on behalf of this Indian tribe? No, we could. We'll show up. We'll just have a big powwow right in front of Ben and Jerry's. Oh, yes, I'm having the headdress, Chris. And I'm face painting and stuff like that. And yes, we'll invite Elizabeth Warren. Actually, that's a good troll opportunity. Yes, we could. Come support your fellow Indians, Elizabeth. Anyway, should we get involved? Think how funny it would be. And plus, It would serve a great purpose. We could make Ben and Jerry's life absolutely miserable if we got involved. I think we should do it. And get this. I've been all over. I have never stepped foot in the state of Vermont. And I am told it is beautiful up there. Absolutely beautiful. I want to see it. I've got to see it at least once. What if we went up there and joined with this Indian tribe and got a real legitimate protest going? I'm considering it. Tell me this isn't a good idea. Michael, can you weigh in? Chris is being such a goody two-shoes Debbie Downer like always. Michael, of course, is down for it. Yes, Michael's down for it. Yeah, see, Chris? This is a good idea. Yeah, are we going to get in trouble? Yes, but that's going to be fun too. Trust me, Chris. It'll be fine. All right, I just decided. I think we're going to try to get involved. Hey, Chris, reach out to this Indian tribe. They've got to have a website or something like that. They've got to have something, I'm sure. Everyone has a website now. Reach out to them and tell them we want to get involved and see what they say. That'll be fun. I don't think you have to use a special code or something. Just talk to them. You can email the show. Remember, if you're one of those Indians, we stand with you. And you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Many of these people do say, and these are ardent supporters of yours, the next thing he should do is step aside and let another generation of Democrats take the baton. Why are they wrong?
Not right or wrong.
Dear Jesse, when you listed your crew for the apocalypse, you started with Rogan and Bongino. Were they your picks because of their defense skills or follicle challenges? If half of the last of the men don't have their hair, that puts you in the upper 50% when it comes to repopulating the earth. That's not very nice. Okay. Oh, guess what I did this weekend? I wore a fedora. No, it's a good looking. It's a sharp one. The wife got me it because now, I shouldn't even tell you this because you're going to be mean to me about it. You know that the hairline is receding, right? Well, it's also thinning. And it's thinning to the point I can get sunburns now on the top of my head. And you can't exactly put sunscreen on there. So now I've had to wear hats more and more and more. And we've got Israel coming up. We leave, what is it, Monday? Israel's coming up, and it's hot over there. Oh, quit being a baby, Chris. The flight isn't even going to be that bad. Anyway, I need a hat. Decided I would go with this kind of like cock to the side fedora. And I'll tell you, I really, really am getting serious spy vibes from me when I wear this. I feel like my transition into being covert operative is complete. Hey, balding giant, we moved from Massachusetts to South Carolina, 40 miles from your beloved dirty Myrtle. That's not very nice. I like Myrtle Beach. The heat here is ungodly. Hot as the sun or that freak pagan that called. It's lame he called preaching his hippie crap, but you let him speak, and that's what our country's about. And his name is Travis. I liked the pagan guy. Remember the pagan guy who came, he called in and he worships the sun or something like that? And he said, hey, there's some anti-communist pagans. I like that guy. I thought that guy was interesting. One, two, people don't know how hot Low Country is. That's South Carolina. Charleston's maybe my favorite city in the country. But you get inland, and I love that part of South Carolina too. Inland, they have great lakes and stuff. You got to prepare for some heat. It's Houston heat down there. Gavin Newsom watches Fox News every night. Who's been warning you about Gavin Newsom? This man takes power seriously. Wrap your mind around this. What if you were running for office or already in office? Congress, senator, governor, whatever. And you sat down every single night to catch up on the news instead of watching, you know, me, you know, I'm on the first TV every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. I have a TV show on there. No. You never watch me. You watch CNN, only CNN every single night because you're interested in scouting what the other side is saying and you're interested in using language that will appeal to the other side. How committed would you be to power, keeping it and getting more of it, if that's what you did? Well, that's what Gavin Newsom does. Gavin Newsom spends his time scouting you. And let's be clear, I'm not worried about you specifically. I'm very worried about your neighbor, Normie Norm. You know, the Republican who agrees with you on everything but never really watches the news, Normie Norm. And probably more specifically, Normie Norm's wife, Normie Norma. She's going to see that gel slicked back hair guy speaking. He speaks so gently, too. He always kind of just sounds real reasonable. You know, hey, Norma, you want to buy some essential oils? Just to let me, Gavin Newsom, and I'll get you some free essential oils. Doesn't that sound reasonable to you? Normie Norma is going to love her some Gavin Newsom. As soon as they run Joe Biden out of here.
Groundbreaking Asian Americans like Vera Wang and Joan Shingang, Shanga Kowawa.
I need to play that whole Bill Gates clip from earlier. I cut him off and everyone's mad at me.
It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Notice how they just openly talk about depopulation? Mm-hmm. All right, couple emails, then headlines I didn't get to. But first, let's talk about your dog. Let's talk about keeping our dogs, honestly, alive and healthy. And we've all experienced that late last couple years of your dog where you're trying to decide what's his quality of life. Should we put him down? But you never want to do that because you love your dog. What if your dog could not only live longer, live healthier longer? That bad breath, the coat, the lack of energy, the achy joints. Well, if you actually give your dog nutrition, your dog can. Your dog does not get nutrition from his dog food. It's brown because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food, so it'll last longer on the shelf. You can give your dog great nutrition from Rough Greens, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Pour it on your dog's food, and they love it. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Go try it or call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have a doozy for you. I guess, you know what? As a journalist, I have no choice but to play it.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
You remember the name Gall Luft? We played an audio bit from him last week. What he is a whistleblower against the Biden family, and he is alleging some very serious crimes, and Joe Biden is involved. This went well beyond the Hunter Biden stuff. In case you forgot, here's what he said.
But perhaps the most alarming information I revealed was of a mole within the DOJ who shared classified information with Hunter Biden and his Chinese partners. I told the DOJ that Hunter was closely associated with a very senior retired FBI official. The information I provided the FBI in March of 2019 was fully corroborated 9 months later when the famous laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained all the emails and receipts, was handed to the FBI. The FBI knew about, from me, about the Biden CFC deals before they got hold of the laptop, way before. They had enough time to investigate the issue, but they didn't. But instead of showing appreciation for my whistleblowing, I became public enemy number one.
Breaking. U.S. attorney announces charges against co-director of think tank for acting as an unregistered foreign agent, trafficking in arms, violating U.S. sanctions against Iran, making false statements to federal agents. The man who's being charged by the DOJ is one Mr. Gall Luft. So after coming out as a whistleblower alleging crimes, Joe Biden's DOJ just threw the book at this guy, charging him with felonies. This is why I say our future is either bleak or it is a coalition of anti-communist red states. Once you get to this place, once you get to this level of open, naked corruption, very, very difficult, if not impossible, to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Look, I could read to you the story about what happened with Dianne Feinstein and Eric Swalwell, but I won't even bother. Remember Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy driving her around? Eric Swalwell, that dork, gets himself seduced by a Chinese honeypot spy who then escaped the country. Yeah, the FBI covered up all those crimes for them too. Insisted, if you want to dig into the story, there were agents that wanted to go after Swalwell for the things he did. The ones in charge killed it, killed the whole investigation, said, nope, Once you get to that level as a country, you are in trouble. And we are in trouble. All right, here's some lighthearted thing. You know what AOC would have done if she wasn't in politics? Man, this is shocking.
If you were not in Congress, because you're passionate about a lot of things, mm-hmm. what would you be doing?
I mean, before I ever even thought about being in Congress, I've always been passionate about teaching and writing. And so maybe I would have been a teacher.
Yeah, she'd have been perfect for that. That lets you know everything you need to know. All right. You may know everything you need to know, but you don't shoot as well as you should. Mantis X is here to help me and help you shoot better. And it doesn't matter your proficiency level. It attaches to your weapon and you practice, you dry fire practice in your home. Maybe you're brand new. Maybe you don't want the pressure of the range, people looking at you. Maybe you don't want the noise. It's tough to get used to at first. Mantis X is there, help you train at home. Maybe you're super experienced, been shooting your whole life, military, law enforcement. Well, the Green Berets still use Mantis X, so I think it can probably help you too. The Marines use it. Go to MantisX.com and get one. We are only as good as how much we've trained, period. End of story. When you're in a gunfight, God forbid you ever are, your hands are going to be sweaty and shaky and your heart's going to be pumping and you are going to need to be trained in that moment. MantisX.com. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Biden's brother Frank owns $1 million for a man's death in a speeding car crash. This entire family, they're all dirtballs. They're the Clintons without the charm. It's what they are. Robert Downey Jr. says... the entire planet should be a matriarchy because men start wars. Oh my gosh, talk about someone who needs a male vitality stack. Yeah, because women are so peaceful, especially when dealing with each other. Nothing more pleasant than those women-on-women relationships. If only every country was run by women, wow, how calm and peaceful it would be. Kansas Republican AG sues Democrat governor for allowing trans to change their gender on the driver's license. We need these red state AGs to start doing what they're starting to do. We need them to be aggressive and fight on our behalf in their beginning. They are. Treasury Secretary ripped for bowing to Chinese official. Well, this is what they do. Democrats routinely make this, quote, mistake. Remember when Barack Obama bowed to a Saudi king? Even though it has been America's policy since the beginning of America to never bow to any foreign monarch because we are not subservient to any of them. But when you hate America, you view the fact that you're in America as being a bad thing. You're an American, it's a bad thing. And of course he did. Democratic Georgia mayor arrested for trespassing after walking into a lake house uninvited. I want a lake house. Maybe I'll have my bunker at the lake house. Maybe the bunker can be in the water. Hear me out. Bunker entrance in the water. No one can find it. I'm the only one who knows how to get down there. What, Chris? Didn't the Legion of Doom do that? What's the Legion of Doom? The wrestling duo? No, I'd never watched the Legion of Doom. Is this one of these newfangled kids cartoons? Oh, well, I don't remember Legion of Doom if I did watch it. Even if I did watch it, I'm now stealing their idea and I'm passing it off as my own. So it's Jesse Kelly's idea for a bunker underneath the lake, no matter what Jewish producer Chris says. And you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Chris will read it. I can't guarantee he's going to give me the email because I might be in my bunker under the lake. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.